Welcome to spring. Welcome to new life. Welcome to a new beginning. The sun lingers a little longer here, warming us to our souls. The birds sing a joy-bringing song. The flowers bud and bloom, and pollen dances in the March wind. Spring is here, and with her comes hope. Bumblebees buzz by, dancing with excitement. The earth stretches and yawns and wiggles her toes. She blinks herself awake, offering us a gentle embrace. She softens, allowing us to nestle life into her soil. Winter didn't destroy us. We are not lost. Winter covered us, keeping us safe, helping us rest. And just when we thought it was over, daylight broke. Hi, everybody, and happy spring! Happy spring! I am very excited about this spring. I was having a conversation with my friend Marquita. I love you, Marquita. And we were sitting in a parking lot at a funeral, and we were talking about how spring brings hope. Like, when spring breaks, you feel like, I can live. I can do this thing. You feel infinite possibilities. You feel warmth on your face, and you hear the birds singing, and you're like, wow, like, life is beautiful again. Life is beautiful again. And for those who suffer with seasonal affective disorder like me, sometimes winter can be very, very depressing. It can feel like you're just full of despair and you're despondent and you feel hopeless and you feel drained and the energy and the life is just sucked out of you. And then spring comes and you're like, wow, okay. I feel a little less awful now. I feel like I can go on. I love spring. I love all the seasons, but I love the transition of seasons. Once I'm in the season, it's kind of like, okay, all right, enough. And especially here in the DMV, spring doesn't tend to last that long. It's like 3 weeks of spring and then like months of summer. So it's very, very hot. So I enjoy the spring season. I enjoy the mild weather. I enjoy the buds and the flowers and the blooms before they turn into leaves. I enjoy that. And so I wanted to share my love and my thoughts about spring with you. And hopefully you can resonate. And hopefully this gives you a little hope. It is cold today. As I'm recording this, it's about 50-something degrees outside, but today is the first day of spring and is March 19th, and I'm happy that you are here. I'm happy that you made it. I'm happy that you made it through winter. Listen, this is me celebrating you, because again, as somebody who suffers with depression and seasonal affective disorder, sometimes it feels like you're not going to make it. It feels like winter is forever, and this could be literally or figuratively, right? Like, winter is a time of rest, of retreat, of going in, of, you know, giving yourself what you need, doing less, you know what I mean? And sometimes because you feel less energy, you feel less motivated. And because we don't move and operate with the seasons here in the West, we feel out of season. We feel like, oh, I'm tired, I'm cold, I don't want to do anything. Like, I need to, you know, get some hacks and figure out how to get myself together, when really we are supposed to be resting. Winter calls for us to rest, to do less. There's less daylight, right? And if we're operating during the daytime, in a perfect world, we'd be at home, or we'd be with friends, or we'd be doing things that are restful. And so now that spring is here, if we were able to rest, right, the way that we need to, spring allows new life to come in. I mean, if we really think about it, right, during the winter, if you were able to rest and recharge and refuel, you have all this backed up energy reserve waiting to blossom and bloom in the springtime. Just like trees. During the winter season, the trees, they save their energy. They harness their energy. They save their energy. They share their energy with other trees, you know, in the community with them. And then with the burst of energy, with the sunlight that they're starting to get in the spring, they take that energy and instead of hoarding it and saving it, they turn it into blooms and blossoms, right? And so if we're mirroring that tree, then hopefully during the time of rest in winter, we were able to rest and recoup and get what we need and go within and get around friends and family, right, during the holiday season, and get all the things that we need to recharge to then set that energy that we're now getting to do other things. To do things, to feel more alive, to feel more awake. And it's not necessarily about work, but just like you feel like, oh, I want to go outside and go to brunch. Like, let's sit on a patio somewhere. Let's go to the museum, right? Like, let's be outside in the sun. It's the same thing. Like, isn't it amazing that we get to live on this earth being loved by nature and all the seasons and being taught by the seasons? Because when you really think about it, this is kind of magical, right? Like, It's magical. We're so used to it because we're humans and like we experience spring all the time. And I mean, every year, you know what I mean? But like when you really sit and think about it, this world is kind of magical. Like this world is magical. This is something out of a fairy tale or a science fiction book. Like we're living in real life science, you know what I'm saying? Well, science fiction, it's real life, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like this is bizarre. Like it's amazing how nature operates and how nature knows. Like even before spring, like the official date, March 19th, things were blooming. And I'm like, oh no, the flowers are blooming too soon. You know, they're gonna freeze to death because of global warming and all these different things. But it's almost like the ground knew. Nature knows before I knew, right? The flowers outside of our house, we have hyacinths, and they're so fragrant, by the way. Oh my gosh, the hyacinths are amazing. But they're outside of our house and they were blooming. And I was like, oh no, it's too soon. And now spring is here. It's like, no, the ground is like, we're good. We know what's going on. We know how to take care of ourselves. But it's just really, it's mind blowing every time. Even though I have experienced at this point 34 springs, every spring is new to me. Every spring is magical. Every time the seasons change, it's almost like, oh my God, I forgot. Like during the winter, it's so cold. You can forget what warmth felt like, right? Like you can forget what spring felt like, what new spring feels like. And then when it hits you, you're like, oh my gosh, I remember. It's almost like God has mercy on us and is like, and God is like, yo, listen, I know my people cannot stand winter for too long. Let me give them some spring. You know what I'm saying? Let me give them something else to look forward to, you know, so we're not just here. I even think about people who live like in the northern, like way northern America, and how sometimes during the winter, right, it's just dark. Like it's just darkness. All season. And that gets depressing, I'm sure, right? And then daylight comes. I mean, and then the other side to that is like, then it's daylight all day too, but that's another conversation. But like, spring is so hopeful and it's so gracious. It's like, hold on just a little long. I'm coming to get y'all. I got y'all. Like, spring has come to get us. Like, enough rest. Like, I don't want y'all to be here too long, to linger here too long. And I want to take care of you. And here's some inspiration and some life. You know, honestly, all the seasons are generous in that way. All the seasons offer something, right? Something like spring offers hope. Summer to me offers joy and, you know, play. Fall, you know, offers to me harvest and like family time and gathering a community. And winter offers rest. All these seasons have some sort of like offering for us, some sort of gifting to us. But I really want to talk about my love for spring today. An ode to spring. New beginnings, more sun, the buds and blooms, buzzing bees, new life, new opportunity, endless possibilities, the warmth on our faces, depression melting away our despair. One of the things I love about spring that I kind of already said is the hope, the new life, the new ideas. So like I said, winter allowed us to rest and recoup our energy. And spring, we get to use that energy we saved to do inspired work, to be energized. Especially if I was able to rest and do as little as possible over the winter, which for some of us, it's not, you know, it's not all the way possible, but we still feel generally like this boost of like energy when spring comes. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with the sun and the life that we're surrounded by. Like we're surrounded by life in spring. And so of course we are nature, right? We are nature. So of course we're going to feel that life like teeming around us, and we're going to get that energy as well, like to live, like the will to live is there. And the possibilities are endless in spring, like a garden, right? Like a garden plot, like an empty plot. You can plant anything. It's a new slate. It's a clean slate. It's a new day. It's a new day. So the possibilities are endless. We just have to decide what we want to plant. I also want to do something I'm pretty sure I should have done at the beginning of this and thank winter. We thank winter for her love, her warmth, her protection, and the rest that she's offered us, right? And even in winter, even though winter is cold, winter takes care of her children, right? Winter makes sure the children are fed or are sleeping, or like make sure that the little birdies, the small birds that can't migrate south for the winter, has a new winter coat, right? Even winter is kind. Sadly, it is humans who are not kind to one another, right? But nature takes care of nature, right? The trees slow down. They go within themselves and they take care of each other, right? So I thank winter, because without winter, we wouldn't have spring. I've also been learning a lot from people who garden, the garden community. I've been learning about how in the winter, right, in early spring, you're not supposed to move like debris or, you know, leaves, sticks, these kinds of things, because that actually creates an insulated space for the bugs to keep safe and to keep warm and to burrow, right? So like, even in these harsh conditions, nature takes care of her children. Like nature, Mother Nature takes care of her children. Nature takes care of herself. Winter takes care of her children. So I want to give a thank you to winter for getting us here, for keeping us safe, for allowing us or reminding us to rest, to slow down, to reminding us that we are nature and to bring us back to where we should have been. So thank you, winter. We love you. There is a, what is this? There is a blue jay outside of my window. I don't know if y'all can hear him, but he's going off. But anyway, because spring is here. Okay. But yes, spring, as the earth stretches and awakens, the question I have for you is, what is the state of your soil? As in your soul. Your soil is your soul. What is the state of your soul as you come out of winter, right? What is the state of your soul? Because we can be so, you know, quick to be like, oh, I have this energy. Let me go all in. When spring is a gentle awakening, it's not like spring wakes up and you jump out of bed and go for it, right? Spring opens her eyes slowly. The buds open slowly, right? It takes time. So I really want you to consider first, before you start moving and, you know, planning all these great things and using this energy that has like come and is new, ask yourself, like, what is the state of my soul? What does my soul need? What does your soil need? Sometimes it's not time for planting. Sometimes the soil in the ground, if we are really living with the earth is telling you, I'm not ready to plant yet. I'm not ready to bring forth seed for you yet, right? Maybe your earth needs a little more time to rest. Maybe you need a gentle, you know, a gentle push, right? Maybe you need a little help. Maybe you need some help breaking the ground, or maybe you need to put organic materials into the ground to give it more life, right? Check in with yourself, not where you think you should be. Where are you in real life? What do you really need? Your body is like soil. Your body is from the soil, and to the soil you will go back, right? So if your body is soil, then every season is not for planting. Every season is not for reaping. Sometimes it needs to be cleaned. It needs to be have things removed. It needs to have things added. Like, what do you need? What do you need? Is your soil stiff and hard and cold? Does it need a little TLC? Does it need more time, right? More nutrients? Is it actually ready and willing and consenting to receive seed? That's something else to consider. In America, we work ourselves like machines. We're always on. And we feel like every season we got to be on. Even every year, we got to be on. And that's not how nature works. Even with trees, right? They may bud every year, but every tree does not pollinate every year, right? Even they are strategic. They gather information from the tree to be like, do we have enough energy for this? Do we need to really plant more? Do we need to pollinate more? Or can we just exist this season? Maybe this is a spring season that you just exist, that you just have fun, that you gather organic materials, that you take yourself out to the museum or to a play or hang out with your friends or go walk in nature. What does your soul slash soil really need? That's what I want you to consider. Where am I? What does my soil need? I think I need organic material. I think I need to have more experiences. I'm a creative, so creating is like something I love to do. But sometimes like I forget that creating can be extracting, right? It extracts from you, but I'm not really giving myself a lot back. Serving other people can be extracting from me, but I'm not really giving myself enough back. And I think what I need in this season is more time to just play, to have fun, to fiddle with things, to pick up things and put them down and not be so serious about them. And I love that because spring is such a time of inspiration, right? New ideas, new dreams, new visions, but it doesn't mean that you have to go all in right now. Again, the possibilities, right? So we're looking at the blooms on the trees. This is possibilities of pollinating. This is, you know, it's beautiful, it's pretty, but it doesn't always mean that it has to turn into something else. It doesn't always mean that, okay, we're going to pollinate this year. We're going to grow something this year. Sometimes it just means, again, just sitting in the sun and enjoying it and allowing myself to keep company with the birds and the bees and other things that might be on my tree, on my limbs, right? Without having to produce something, without having to pollinate, without having to build something, like allowing myself to just exist and to gradually go into summer into a more like energized time is beautiful. It's beautiful. I also like to take a look around during spring. Spring is so beautiful. Spring is so beautiful. There's so many colors, so many sounds, right? And it's not warm enough that you're getting attacked by mosquitoes all day long or, you know, wasps or things like that. Like, it's just enough. Like, it's like, wow, like I get to sit out here and just be among such beauty, such works of art, right? And so I want you to take a look around in your own life. Go out in nature, yes, and go look around, please. But also, because you are nature, right? Look around. What is budding and blooming in your own life? What inspirations are you getting? What ideas are you getting? Like, who are people that you're interested in? Like, what are hobbies that you want to, you know, that you want to try out? Like, pay attention to yourself, because yourself is always speaking to you. It doesn't have to be a whole thing, right? It doesn't have to be a whole fruit. We're not talking about growing fruit here, right? Because every season is not for fruit either. We're just talking about taking notice of things, like noticing the beauty. What are you grateful for that you already have? Great friends, great family, right? A house to live in, anything. What are you grateful for? Spring is a great time to just be and to notice and to be filled with gratitude, because we've made it through some dark days. We've made it through the cold. We're here. We're here and we're celebrating life, right? But sometimes we can be so inspired to do something new that we forget what we already have. We forget what's already around us, right? So don't be so focused on the shiny new thing that you forget about and you forget to honor and to cherish and to thank the things that are already here in your life. Maybe you have good friends. Maybe you have a good job. Maybe you're blessed enough to not have allergies. I don't know. Find something. Shout out to all my allergy sufferers out there. There's something that you can be grateful for. There's something that you can notice. I promise you, there's something you're overlooking, because we're human. We're human. We don't recognize all the things that we should be grateful for. And I actually want to do a better job of sharing what I'm grateful for. And I think I'm going to start doing that. Because even down to the cell of us, right? Like, what do we have with us? What is beautiful and blooming? What do we have with us that we are overlooking? I also want to talk about ease. Spring is such an easy season. It's very productive and it's very beautiful, but it's easy, right? It's soft, it's colorful. And that says ease to me. Like, it's just like little blooms, right? Little flowers. And so what I've also recognized is that in March, we know March to be very windy in the Northeast, right? I don't know about anywhere else in the country, in the West, but in the Northeast, it gets very, very windy. March is a windy season, right? And I was wondering, like, why is March so windy? Then I did some research, right? And the wind, let me tell y'all how amazing God is, okay? Because design, this is design. The wind helps carry pollen from tree to tree. So even the wind is working with the plants to create ease for the plant. The plant doesn't have to get up and go to another plant and be like, hey, love me. You know what I'm saying? Like, make more plants with me. No, like, all the plant does is bloom. All the plant does is bloom, right? Does what it's supposed to do, does what it's called to do. And then the wind carries the pollen on. So in this season, what are you called to do? Not trying to do everybody's job, right? Not trying to overwork and overthink about it and like figure out the how, right? Because the wind is coming. The wind is going to come. You feel me? But like, are you blooming and budding in the way that you should be? Are you blooming and budding in the way that you should be? Opt into ease. How can you make your life easier? What can you put down? What is heavy? What is burdening you, right? What is making your life difficult? Maybe, could it be possible that maybe the things that are difficult we actually don't have to do, or we can do it in an easier way? I think that sometimes we over celebrate hardship and struggle. Like, what is the word I'm looking for? We say that it's honorable to struggle and it's honorable to work hard. But what if we're actually just making our lives harder than what it has to be? What if we could just work with the wind? What if there is something that is out there that wants to help us and aid us, but we're putting it off because of our pride and our ego and the fear that if we accept the help, then we're not going to be good enough. We're not going to be self-made. Well, you're not supposed to be self-made anyway. We're supposed to be working together with nature, right? So what is the wind? What is something that can make your life easier? What can take your thing further? Maybe it's collaborating with somebody. Maybe it's pausing something, right? Maybe it's putting down our need to control the outcome and just going with the flow. Maybe it could be that easy. So look for the wind in your life. Look for the ease in your life. Like, this is supposed to be like an easy stretch awakening, like taking our time, putting on music, drinking water, right? Like savoring our tea. Like, that's what spring feels like to me. It's not like get up and go and hustle, hustle, hustle. It's like, oh no, we're here now. Ooh, that feels good to stretch, right? Like moving our bodies again, going slow, being easy with ourselves. Spring is also a time for spring cleaning. You know, things can get stuffy in the winter. You know, our things are just kind of everywhere. We're just in the house. And then spring comes and you want to open your windows and you want to let fresh air in. You want to give away things that are heavy and give away things that are just like not serving us anymore. Spring is a time of new, right? But also, we can't have new if we still have the old. Things that are taking up space, energy, time, right? Attention. There are some things in the winter that kept us that maybe we need to let go of. Some old habits, some things that we did out of safety, right? Or out of fear. You know what I mean? Like when you're in the winter, you're just kind of like, you're in winter mode, which is like survival. Like I'm just trying to survive. I'm trying to be okay. Maybe that stuff is not serving you in the spring. What are some things that just feel heavy that you just want to let go and leave behind? And maybe there's fear behind that, or like the scarcity thing, like, oh, if I let this go, I'm not going to have nothing nice ever again. We want you to walk into spring expecting great things. With spring comes hope. We hope for great things in the spring. And sometimes we have to make room for it by letting go of other things, you know? So whether that be books or clothes or even people or even the old ways that you did things before, right, that are just not serving you anymore. What are things that you know you need, you want to change or give up, but you're not giving yourself permission for? How can you give yourself permission to do that? You know, just something to consider. So as we wrap up, I want to go over the things, the love notes that I get from spring and share them with you. So number one, you've been gifted another season. Like sit with that for a second. You've been gifted not only another day, but another season. You have been able to be alive long enough to see hope realized, to see hope coming, to see the seasons change, to see the flowers blooming and budding, to see life once more, right? Like it's a pretty big deal to see flowers bloom. You're watching magic. You're watching things unfold before your eyes. You're watching life happen before your eyes. So take a moment in gratitude. You know what I mean? Take a moment just to savor it. Like, wow, what a gift it is to experience the sun on my face, to experience, you know, the flowers pushing through the hard soil, what it is to hear the birds sing a new song, right? To see the birds flitting about and the bumblebees going from flower to flower, just sucking up goodness. And like, what a beautiful experience. It's like, I don't know if y'all seen this movie called, oh my gosh, what is it called? Avatar, where they live in, not that Avatar, not with Aang, the Avatar where they live in Pandora. And I always used to say, I would love to live there. I would love to live in Pandora because it just looks so magical and peaceful and beautiful. And I'm like, Alicia, you are in Pandora. Like we get so used to the world and the stars and the moon and like, and the fact that the moon changes like its shadow every day. It's like, we don't really appreciate what we have here. I could do better with appreciating what I have here. So stepping into gratitude, right? And being able to witness such beauty and being able to be a part of it and to honor it and to behold it. So that's the first thing I want to offer is gratitude, right? And then gratitude that we have a clean slate. A new season, a new day is a clean slate. Every day is new, right? And anything is possible. Like literally anything is possible. Sometimes we feel stuck and we feel like this is all there is. There will never be another chance. And it's like, no, like I don't know where I'm going to be 5 days from now, let alone 5 hours, right? I can only hope to be okay. But there are infinite possibilities that exist. There are things that I've experienced that I could not have planned or have foreseen. You know what I mean? So have hope. Have hope that this is a brand new day. Take time, again, to marvel at the earth, awakening. Greet the birds, smell the flowers. And like I said, I have hyacinth outside of my mom's house. And so when I step outside, I'm like, oh my God, it smells so good. It smells so good. It just like hits me like, bam, like scents, like just beauty in my nose. Oh, it's so beautiful. Stand out in the sun and recharge. Feel the sun on your face. There's something about it that feels like I can go on. When I get that kiss from the sun, I feel like, you know what? I can do this. I can do this thing called life. I can go on another day, another step, another moment, another breath, you know, step outside in the sun. I really feel like we are solar powered people. I know that I am. I'm a solar powered individual, you know, and once I get my sun up, I'm like, I can do anything. I can do anything. I can accomplish anything. I can face the day. I'm here. I'm alive. Remind yourself that you are alive by indulging in these beautiful experiences. I would also say, listen to the wind. Listen to the wind. What is being said? What messages are we missing by not listening to the wind? And the wind can be anything, right? It can be spirit. It can be nature speaking to you. It could be a friend. What are things that you've been not listening to or not giving a chance? What is the wind saying? And how can we opt into more ease? Because the wind speaks ease to us. Nature speaks ease to us, right? But sometimes we forfeit or we put down those easy ideas because we don't think it's good enough, right? We don't think it's fancy enough or sophisticated enough. When nature is so sophisticated, we can't even imagine. We're still trying to understand how sophisticated nature is, right? Maybe it's time for us to listen to nature. What is the wind saying to you? How can you make your life easier? How can we ease into this new season? Like, in what ways is nature trying to work with us that we're working against nature? In what ways is nature trying to collaborate with us or aid us that we think that we're too sophisticated to listen to, right? Let nature be your guide. Let nature be your friend. Listen in. Nature has wisdom from thousands of years, right? Like, nature knows, and nature is still around, right? So maybe it would do us well to listen to nature, to believe nature, to trust that nature has our best interest at heart. I also want to go into spring trying to figure out a way that I can thank the earth. The earth, nature, people who are nature has done so much for me. Like, they have done so much for me. And I don't just want to extract things from the earth. I don't just want to take things, right? Like, I also want to give, right? How can I give back to the earth? Maybe it's just treating something with kindness, actually acknowledging something, right? Not to say that it's beneath me, but to say thank you. Thank you to the bumblebee for helping me survive. Thank you for pollinating the plants, right, that I eat on my dinner plate. You know, maybe it is going out and cleaning up some trash where you see some trash, or I don't know, like, doing something. Like, in what ways can we thank the earth? Maybe it's sharing space with other people. Maybe it's inviting people into nature with us so that they too can feel the sun on their faces. In what ways can we give back to the earth? Also knowing limits, right? Like, not taking and taking and taking until it's unsustainable. Like, taking just enough and leaving something for other people, right? Like, that's the life I want to live. I take what I need and I give back to the earth. And I also leave stuff for other people too. I don't need to eat up everything. Earth will always take care of me. Like, nature will always take care of me. God will always take care of me. Like, spirit, right? You feel me? So, like, I'm never without. I have enough. I have enough. So what can you do to thank the earth? Tend to your soil or your soul. Pay attention to what your soul needs. Does it need tending to? Again, we live in this world, we just keep going. We don't check in with ourselves. We don't check in with our bodies. And it's not until something goes wrong that we actually slow down, whether we're burnt out or we become ill, right? Or somebody complains that we're not spending enough time with them. We're always on the go. Check in with yourself and what you need. Are you having your needs met? Are you taking care of yourself, or are you always prioritizing someone else or something else, or working yourself to death, essentially? Give thanks for what kept you during the winter. Give thanks to winter for what winter has provided you with, right? Even though it was cold and it sucked and it was dark, I get it, you know? But winter took care of you. Winter takes care of us all, right? Like, I talked about the birds, the small ones with their little puffy coats in the winter. Winter gave them their puffy coats. God gave them their puffy coats, right? Like, what can you thank winter for? What can you thank winter for? And as we go into spring, right, what can you let go of? What can you make room for? You're shedding your sweaters and your coats and your leggings and all these things that kept you warm and safe during the winter, right? The birds, their coats are getting thinner. You know, like, the fur on animals' coats are getting thinner. The bears are coming out, right? They ate and so they slept and now they're ready to come alive. Like, what do you need to let go of going into spring? What do you need to put down? What do you need to make room for, right? Think about those things as we enter into spring and talk about spring cleaning. But wrapping up, I want to leave you with this love note. I pray the spring blesses you. I pray the spring fills you with hope. You've made it. The darkness and cold did not overtake you. It hid you. It protected you. Winter gave you an opportunity to rest, to retreat, to weep and mourn and repair. Now winter releases you into spring's gentle and warm hands. May you feel the sunshine on your face, and may hope take root in your heart. May you plant seeds with intention, kindness, and joy. You made it. We're so glad that you're here. So happy spring, everybody. I love you. I celebrate you. I'm so happy that you made it. Let's make spring beautiful. Okay? And it's already beautiful because you're here. Yay. So until next time, I'll talk to y'all later. Love you. Love yourselves. Love each other. Bye.